Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Lamed Gimel in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I apologize, I'm going to record this a little bit lower than usual because it is late at night and we are up in the beautiful north of Eretz Yisrael in Chespin. The boys in the Tivari are celebrating a siyum on the Masechta of the ear. And the ear over here, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the clear, beautiful ear, looking out at the beautiful hills, is something that's very, very special. I've taken my youngest son with me, and he's sleeping nearby, so I don't want to wake him. We're Be'ezer Hashem going to be learning a few things on Daf Lamed Gimel. We're going to pick up on the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. It's going to discuss the times of when we blow the shofar and when we say Hallel, when we don't say Hallel, what is the appropriate customs in regards to Hallel. The Gemara will also introduce us to the concept of Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs, as well as the phenomenon that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. Then the next Mishnah and the subsequent analysis of the Gemara will be the ways in which it's permissible and prohibited to fetch a shofar. For example, you're not allowed to bring a shofar from outside of the Tchum and other Isurim that could come up in regards to fetching a shofar. The Gemara then will discuss on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph different Isurim of a shofar is trapped in a barrel that relate to cutting a barrel and issues that come up that relate to the Isur of Chotchin of cutting. The Gemara will then discuss the status of children blowing shofar as well as women blowing shofar. And what if a woman, despite the fact that shofar is a mitzvah, sasei shezban grama, decides on her own that she wants to fulfill the mitzvah? The Gemara will discuss teaching a child how to blow on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah itself. And the Gemara then will discuss on Amud Beis, the halacha hatokeh l'shir, someone who blows for the intent of making music, but not necessarily with the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah. Then we will have a Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that will discuss the order of the tekiyos and the process of the blowing of tekiyos, the duration, and many halachos that relate to the tekiyos themselves. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up Lamed Beis on the Beis, the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the bottom. Over lefnei ateva biyomtif shel Rosh Hashanah. The one who goes to daven at the Amud on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni, the one that davens Musaf, Maskia, he's the one that blows. Many of the Mefarshim say, the Ritva particularly, say that the Mishnah does not mean that the one who davens for the Yamin has to blow, but this is the period in which you blow. Why the Lashon Maskia, the one Hasheni Maskia, take a look at the Ritva. But the blowing takes place during Musaf. Uveshasa Halal, and the Yom Tovim that you do say Halal, Harishon Makres Halal. Then it's the first one that goes up to the Yamud. He reads the Halal. In other words, the Halal is done during Shachris. The Gemara analyzes Mashna Sheni Maskia. Why is it that you do the blowing during Musaf? Mishum de Rov Am Hadris Melech. Because there are more people that are there for Musaf than there are for Shachris. And therefore, the mitzvah of Shofar should be fulfilled. Berovam, with many people, is an adornment for the king. Says the Gemara, Yachi Hal Nami, Neima B'Sheni. So if that would be so, then Musaf should also include the Hal, not Shachar, so that there should be more people there. Mishum de Berovam Adus Melech. Ela Maishna Hal de Berishon. The reason why Hal is done first is because of another reason. Mishum de Zrizin Makdim in the Mitzvahs. Because those who are quick, they're the ones who do it appropriately, and that is, they try to do mitzvahs as early as possible. Ask Marf, that would be so tkiya nami na vibration. So then you should do the blowing of the shofar also first. Mishum this reason makdim la mitzvah should be done in shachris. Rabbi Yochanan b'shah gzeres hamel malchus shanu. The shofar began to be blown during the Musaf time when the enemies of Klal Yisrael did not allow them to blow shofar and they would check to see if they were doing it during shachris. So we postponed it to the Musaf. Tosis then asks the obvious question, so what about today? We don't have that persecution, Baruch Hashem, both in the United States and America. And here in Arsenu HaKadosha, we don't have the persecution that our ancestors faced. And therefore, we should go back to the morning of Shacharis for the blowing of Shofar, because it's reason makdim lemitzvos. So Tosis gives a couple of approaches. Number one, he says, there is still a fear that the situation will go back to that time of persecution. Therefore, we never switched back, despite the fact that the advantage is reason makdim lemitzvos. Alternatively, Yerushalmi says that the enemies of Klal Yisrael thought that we were blowing a shofar that was a way of calling war against them. But since they saw that there were many other practices that were taking place beforehand, they saw it had to do with Jewish custom and was not a call for battle. Hence, it would continue today. That should not appear as if it's a call for battle. Question, of course, being whether it would appear that way altogether today when people will blow a shofar. But assuming, as it once was, a call for battle, so then we kept it during the Musaf time. I continue the recording the daf in Miron by the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara we're going to continue with is about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara analyzes Midika Amar Bishas Halel. The fact that our mission differentiated between Halel, where we said that Halel said during Shacharis, on other Yom Tovim, Mechlad de Rosh Hashanah Leka Halel. That would seem to indicate that on Rosh Hashanah there is no halal. My time, what's the rationale for this? Amar Rabbi Avo explained, Amru Malachai Hasharis Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishlam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Amim Shira Lufnecha B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim. Why is it that the angels don't say Shira during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar Lahem, Efshir Melach Yoshev Al Kisei Dim Sifri Chaim Sifri Mesim Psuchin Lufanav. Should a king be sitting on his throne of judgment? Yisrael, Imrim Shira, and Klal Yisrael is going to say Shira. So that is the reason that we don't say Halil on Yom Kippurim and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara continues, six lines from the bottom of Lamed Bezim, Bei Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavir Nalovas Atchum. Shofar Rosh Hashanah, you don't take it outside, you can't bring it from outside of the Tchum. Tchumin, of course, is an Isra on Yom Tov as well. Torah Kedosha says Al Yetzei Yishmon Koma, and that applies also to the halachos of Tchum. Ve'im Mefachin Alavas Agal, you're also not allowed to dig through rubble, which is an Isur of Muktzah, that the pile of garbage is Muktzah. Lo Olim Be'ilan V'lo Roch V'nal Gabe Behema, you're not allowed to climb on a tree, and you're not allowed to go on top of an animal. V'lo Yishotin Al Pnei Hamayim, and you're not allowed to swim to be able to get the shofar. Ve'ein chot chinoso, and you're not allowed to cut the shofar off from the animal. Ve'ein medover shu mishum shvus, and ve'ein medover shu mishum lo sase. And that includes yisurim that constitute yisurei d'oraisa, as well as yisurei d'rabbanan. The Gemara is going to delineate what those yisurei d'oraisa and yisurei d'rabbanan are. Aval, imratz litan socho mayim o yayin, but if you want to use the shofar to hold water or wine, yitein, then in such a case, that would be acceptable. Ein ma'akvenis atinokus m'viskala, you're not allowed to hold back, or you're not required to hold back children from blowing shofar. M'saskeni ma'in atshiyilmadu, but you're allowed to even encourage them. M'saskeni ma'in atshiyilmadu, you're allowed to encourage them to learn to blow shofar, to the point that they learn how to blow. Vamis asek lo yatza. But at the same time, if they're just simply blowing without the intention to be yotze, then in such a case, they cannot, those individuals that blow won't be yotze, and they cannot be motzi others. Vashomeya minis asek lo yatza. Those who hear from that individual who's misasek is also not yotze. I now continue learning with you on the bus leaving the old city after we came back with the Talmidim to the old city, going back in the direction of Beit Shemesh, two lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. My time, what's the reason that the halacha is that a shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you can't take it outside of the tum, and you can't do malachos to get to the shofar. Shofar asehu, v'yomtif aseh v'lo saseh. Shofar, the mitzvah shofar is a mitzvah saseh, but the mitzvah of yomtif is both a mitzvah saseh and a lav. Ve'ein aseh doche es lo saseh v'aseh. And the aseh of shofar is not doche, the lav, and the aseh of yomtif. We learned in our Mishnah, lo olim bi'ilon v'lo roch v'nal gabi behema, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to ride on a, climb a tree, or ride on an animal to get the shofar. It says the Gemara in the last line, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Hashtad Rabbanan Amrit,
Lo.
If the Rabbanan say you can't violate an Iser Derabbanan to fulfill the Din Doraisa, both the Iser Tchum Rashi claims and Pikuach Hagel, moving the Muktzah is not an Doraisa. Nevertheless, you cannot violate that to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar. Doraisa mi boy, do we need the cases which are Isurei Doraisa? Like, for example, those cases that are gzeiras that you're going to come to violate a din d'oraisa. In our Mishnah, we don't have d'oraisas, but we have gzeiros of otu d'oraisas. So if something which itself has no makor, that we're afraid that you're going to come to be over in Isur d'oraisa, there they made the gzeira, certainly when we're going to have a chash, you're going to come to over the Isur d'oraisa, for example, riding on top of an animal, so that would certainly be Osir. Hashu the Rabbanan Amrit Lo. When we're talking about something that's only a Rabbanan, there you can't. Doraisa mi boy. Do I need to learn the din Doraisa? The Gemara answers, Zuve ain't Zarech Lamer Zuketani. You're right. It's not necessary, but the Mishnah is saying not this and not only this, but also that, even though that is not necessary. Din Doraisa is not necessary. The truth is, this assumption of the Gemara that Muktzah and Lefakeh, Muktzah of Lufakeh Chalal Vagal and Mavir Tchum, that it's only the Rabbanan and there's no Shash, you're going to be over in Isur D'oraisa, has many questions that need to be dealt with. Number one, the Gemara in the 17th Perek in Shabbos tells us that Muktzah is a Gzera Atu Hotza'a. So some point out, and this is the Shita of Rashi in Beitza on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, so some point out that according to Rashi, you have to say that when it comes to Yontif, there the Isur of Hotzah is only midrabanan, hence it's not a chash that you're going to come to Isur d'oraisa. The issue of Tchumen as well is subject to a very basic question, and that is, as we mentioned earlier, Tchumen is based on the Pasuk Al Yetzei Ish Mimekoma. Now, there are two levels of the Isur Tchum. One is the Isur of Alpayim Am, which is Durabanan, and the other is the Isur of Yud Beis Mil, approximately 12 miles, which is the Isur d'oraisa Al Yetzei Ish Mimekoma. We see a tremendous chiddush from our Gemara, which the Ritva discusses on our sugya. This gets involved in Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, that our Gemara is assuming that the din d'rabbanan of Tchumen is not a gzeira unto the din d'oraisa of Tchumen, which is quite a chiddush. Continues the Gemara on the top of Lama Gimel, Amar Aleph, ve'ein choytchin oisai, bein bedover shu mishum shvus, ubein bedover shu mishum loisasei. You're not allowed to cut the shofar in order to make it usable for blowing, whether the Isser is an Isser d'Rabbanan or whether the Isser is an Isser d'Oraisa of cunning. Gemara spells out these two cases. Mishum Shavus, what's the case of a Shavus? What would that type of cunning be? That would be with a magla. That is a sickle that's normally used for cutting, and that's not the normal way to cut off a shofar. Lo sase, that would be sakina, that would be a knife, and that would be the normal way to cut it off the animal, and that would be an Isur of Tikkun Kli of making the shofar. The Gemara makes the same point that it made earlier. If it comes to sickle, which is only an Isur d'Rabbanan, Isur d'Oraisa, it's Asur Lo Sase Mi Boy. Do I need to teach that the Isur d'Oraisa with a sakin is Asur? To which the Gemara answers, Zu Vein Tzarech Lomar Zu Ktani. Aval, we learned in our Mishnah, we continue 6 lines to the top of Lam Gimel and Aleph, as we descend from the hills of Yerushalayim in the direction of Tel Aviv and Beit Shemesh. We learned in our Mishnah, Imratza Liten L'Selcha Mayim O'Yayin Yiten, that one is allowed to put water or wine inside of the shofar. The Gemara in Shabbos describes that the shofar at times was even used as a baby bottle. The Gemara points out, but there's a limit to how much you're allowed to use the shofar for non-kedusha things. Says the Gemara 2 lines before the wide lam gimel amalaf mayim oyayin in meira glayim lo. You could use it for water and wine, but not for urine. Masnis and mani. Who does our Mishnah follow? Abishol. He follows the opinion of Abishol. Desanya, as we learned in a brayza, Abishol Omer mayim oyayin mutter kedei letzachtzecho. You're allowed to use the water or wine. Here the Gemara gives another explanation that we had mentioned for the usage of water and wine, different than what the Gemara describes in Shabbos. Here, letzachtzecho means to clear out the shofar. But mei raglayim, urine would be aser mipnei hakavod. urine would be a zilzul, of course, to the shofar. We learned emakvenes atinokus miliska. You don't have to hold back the children from blowing on Yom Tov. The explanation that most Rishon Mefarshim give is because we want the children, particularly the male children, to eventually learn how to blow shofar. Shlomo Zalman is with me. Shlomo Zalman, do you blow shofar? Yeah, Shlomo Zalman learned to blow shofar. Do you blow even on Rosh Hashanah? On Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, what do? You blow?
No.
Only regular Rosh Hashanah, right? Okay, so that's this halacha. The halacha being that ma'akfin as hatinokus miliskoa. Hanoshim ma'akfin. But women, you would not have them blow. Vatanya, but then we learn in Bryce, ma'akfin laws, hanoshim laws, hatinokus miliskoa biyantiv, that they're allowed to blow on yomtiv. Question mark. Amar Abaye, by answer, loy kasha ha Rabbi Yehuda ha Rabbi Yossi. So machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Shim. Ha Rabbi Yehuda ha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shim. This sanya, as we learn in Bryce, darbo b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael soimchin ve'em b'nei Yisrael somchos. Div Rabbi Yehuda. This is a very, very important machlokes. Rav Neman Sal Shlita emphasizes that this is one of the first machlokios within Klal Yisrael in a slightly different context. There are two very, very important machlokes in regards to smicha. One machlokes we had earlier in Maseches Beitza, and that is the machlokes whether you do smicha on Yom Tov, and then that was the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And another very important smicha means leaning on the carbon. There's a mitzvah, the samach, to lead on the carbon. So there is a mitzvah, a machlokas, whether that's done on Yom Tov. And here we have another machlokas, and that is whether women could do smicha. Now, the catch-22 with women doing smicha is the following. If a woman does not have a mitzvah of smicha, so then leaning on the carbon could very well, it depends on the different rishonim, have different formulations, but it could very well be considered avoda b'kachim, using kachim. Kachim cannot be used for labor. Kachim cannot be used, an animal cannot be used for labor, including would be a person, particularly in this case, an owner, and more particularly a woman, leaning on the behema. If it's for a purpose of the mitzvah, then in such a case, that's not avodah b'kachim. The Torah tells you to do that. Now, the Torah only gave the mitzvah to men, didn't give the mitzvah to women. Could women elect to be mekayim the mitzvah of smicha? So that is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda on the one, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon on the other. So on the one hand, we have the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein benois Yisrael samchos, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Nashim samchos rishos. They're allowed to do it. Now, the standard way of explaining that this is the way Rav Gustman in Maseches Kedushin elaborates on it, that if you hold Nashim Samchos Rishos, then that means that a woman has the ability to take the mitzvah, which is a mitzvah kiyumis for her. She could elect to do on her own a mitzvah that she's not mechuyeves in, like we have many times when it comes to mitzvah sasei zman grama, that a woman elects to do the mitzvah sasei zman grama, as we have in this case, that a woman elects to blow the shofar. So then, in such a case, she's no different than a man, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Hence, the issue of whether a woman could decide to do it on Yom Tov, and it could be considered a mitzvah, and just like for a man, one is allowed to do it, and it's not a problem in any way, shape, or form, and it would not be a problem of Baal Tosef, so too a woman can elect to do it, and it won't be a problem of Baal Tosef. This is what Rashi alludes to, and Rav Gustman elaborates on, 8 or 9 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We continue on 7 lines from the bottom. We just passed Har Menuchas as we head towards, leave Yerushalayim, head towards Beit Shemesh. And I stopped to say a perek of Tehillim. Most of my ancestors were zocha to a burial spot. Unfortunately, a significant amount of them were killed al Kiddush Hashem. But many of them who were zocha to a real Kfuras Yisrael are all buried here, as well as many, many Gedolei Torah, Shlomo Zalman's namesake, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Reb Moshe Feinstein, and it's very significant to us as well, the founder of the Daf Yomi, who's actually buried very close to my grandfather. He passed away, of course, before my grandfather, but was only later interred over here in Har Menuchas. Zchusam Yogen Aleinu, that we should be zocha to continue to internalize the messages of the Daf Yomi. The Gemara continues, "Alum is asking b'hem at sheyilmedu." That when it comes to the kids, you should encourage them to learn how to blow the shofar until they're proficient on it. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, unlike what my son Shlomo Zalman said a moment ago about what we do, afilu b'Shabbos, they could even encourage them to do it on Shabbos. We don't do that. We don't generally involve ourselves with the shofar, but Meikar Dina Rabbi Lazar says, afilu b'Shabbos. Ban in the Melchamos earlier on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph is quoted as saying that the reason why children would be different is children are not as torud about worrying about being the kind of the mitzvah. They're just enjoying, just like children enjoy blowing the shofar. Do you enjoy blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah?
Yes!
Okay. So just like children enjoy blowing, but they're not going to feel the lachatz to carry it out to the Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. So then, in such a case, Rabbi Lozer has a fascinating chidush, according to Ramban, that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter to allow the children to blow, even on Shabbos. Tanya Nami Hachim is asking behen, ad shiulmedu afilu b'Shabbos. Ve'emak v'natinokus milis goa b'Shabbos. And we don't hold back the children from blowing on Shabbos. And certainly the children are allowed to blow on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, three lines on bottom line, give them an alpha gufa kasha. This itself is difficult. Amrit, Miss Askimed, Achi, Yomadu Afilu Bishabis, Almelechatrila, Amrinon, Taku. Seems that Lechatrila, you encourage the children on Shabbos. Vadu Tane, Ein Ma'akfin. But the other Tanaitic teaching says that you don't hold them back. Ikuva Adalamakfin, Halechatrila, Lomrinon. But we don't tell them lechatchila tiku to blow. So is this a din lechatchila to encourage them or not? My answer is like kasha. There's no contradiction going to amud beis. Can be katan shigil lechinuch. Can be katan shelo igil lechinuch. If we're talking about a katan, Rashi says that already reached the age of chinuch, then in such a case you would encourage him. And not only would you not hold him back, you would encourage him. A katan that hasn't reached the age of chinuch, so then in such a case, that child would not be encouraged. The Gemara continues, 2 lines on top, Lama Gimel Mebeiz, V'hamis Asik, Lo Yotza. Someone who is just blowing for musical intention or any other intention, but not for the mitzvah, they're not Yotza. Now the Gemara assumes that that's if the person doesn't have any intention at all. But what happens if they have an intention, but the intention is not the mitzvah? Hatokeh l'shir yatzah. But if they blow with the intention to make music, it's mashma, the Gemara says, that you would be yotzei. One could spend time analyzing the deduction of the Gemara, how the Gemara assumed that hatokeh l'shir would be yatzah versus v'hamis asik lo yatzah. Why v'hamis asik lo yatzah automatically means that tokeh l'shir is also yotzei. That gets into the definition of the word misasik. It seems like misasik means that his intention wasn't even to blow at all. But if his intention was to blow to make music, then that would seem to be that you would be yotzei. Either way, however one explains this challenging diuk of the Gemara goes on to say, lema misayel le rava. If we're going to say that tokeh l'shir is yotzei, this seems to be the position of rava, da amar rava, ha tokeh l'shir yotzei. That someone who blows for music would be yotzei. This Gemara we had on Chav Chesam and Aleph going on to Chav Chesam and Beis, which became the sheet of rava, which became the linchpin in terms of the sugya of mitzvahs srichas kavana or mitzvahs ein srichas kavana, whether mitzvahs need kavana or not. And here we write the sheet of rava, but the Gemara there suggests is based on the idea mitzvahs ein srichas kavana hatokeh l'shir yotza. Would it be a riot? Says the Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe, tokeh l'shir nami misase karla. That Gemara goes back on its original deduction that we were playing with before to try to understand, and that is that if one blows for a song, it's considered like misasek, and it's not considered at all as someone who had intention. And even if you say mitzvos ein srichos kavana, that's in regards to if a person didn't have express intention to fulfill the mitzvah. But if he had intention just to play an instrument, then even the man damer holds mitzvah saying srichas kavana will say you're not yotze. We also learned in our Mishnah, v'ashamim in a misasik lo yotze. If you hear from someone who was misasik, you're not yotze. Avo, deduces the Gemara, ha-shomeh min ha-mashmeh la'atzmo ma-yotze. But if you hear from someone who had intention to be motzi himself, but not motzi you, and you overheard his shofar and had a mind to be yotzei, then the halacha would be that you would be yotze, one could infer. That should be a question on Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said to his attendant, his gabbai, have intention to blow for me and be motzimi. So Rabbi Zera seemed to be concerned that even though the shamish was already blowing the shofar, nevertheless, he told him, "Ichavim v'tokali." Answers the Gemara: Dilma, I did the Tana Reisha Misasek, Tana Seifa Nami Misasek, but it did not mean to tell us that the halacha is that if you hear from someone who had intention to be motzi himself, that automatically you be yotze. Maybe Rabbi Zera is right. The mashmia has to have in mind to be motzi the shomea. We now continue with a new Mishnah, 10-11 lines in on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Probably the most important mission in terms of Hilchos Tkiya Shofar. I will try also Beis Hashem to devote a halacha from the daily daf in the next day or two to the topic of the basic shiurim of the halachos of Tkiya Shofar, particularly the duration of the Tkiya, which is going to be the subject of the Mishnah, as well as the type of blasts that one blows. And then there will be a long discussion between Rashi and Tosos with important issues in halachal maisis. Let's Bezer Hashem begin. Next Mishnah, Seder Tkiya Shalosh, Shal Shalosh Shalosh. The Tkiyos are supposed to be a Seder of the three, for one for Malchios, one of Zichronos, one of Shofars. And in each one of them, you have a Tkiya, Utriya, and a Tkiya. So that comes out, Shalosh Shalosh comes out, a total of 9 blasts. Each one for Zichronos, Malchios, and Shofros, each one of them get it, Tkiya, Utriya, and Tkiya. Now the Mishnah has a line which is a cryptic statement, at least from the perspective of the Rishonim, that there are different opinions in the Rishonim how to read the next line of the Mishnah. Shiur Tkiya Kishalosh Truas. The length of a Tkiya is the length of 3 Truas, and how long is a Trua? Shiur Trua Kishalosh Yevavos. According to the opinion of Rashi, the difference between the Tkiya and the Trua is the following. The Trua is the length of a Yevava, which is the shortest possible sound. So the Shiur of a Tkiya is 3 of those truas. So Tkiya can't be smaller, according to Shita Rashi, than the 3 of the smallest sounds. To simplify, Tosis disagrees and says, no, a Tkiya is actually 9 of the smallest sounds. And when we talk about trua, what we're talking about is a trua is 3. Each trua, which we know as a shvarim, is the length of the 3 of the smallest sounds. We'll elaborate on that in the future, but simply put, the length of a tkiya is a trua, and a trua is a yevava, which is the smallest sound. Taka b'rishana u'mashach b'shnia kishtayim ein biyado alachas. Even if you extend the tkiya, that the tkiya, instead of being the length of 1 trua, in other words, 3 yevavos, would be the length of 2 truas, 6 yevavos, according to Rashi. Nevertheless, the halacha is it's, as long as it's one sound, it counts only as one tkiya. Period. If somebody made a bracha, here we do not mean the birchas hamitzvah, but rather he makes the brachos of the musaf that we mentioned, the different brachos of Zichronos, Malchus, and Shofros, and the mitzvah to mention 10 psukim from each. So he davened because he didn't have a shofar, and then he got a shofar. So then in such a case, tokeh Maria v'tokeh shalosh pa'amim. Above we mentioned that you're supposed to blow 3 times, one in Zichronos, one in Malchus, and one in Shofros, but here you didn't have the opportunity because you already said it. You can't repeat Shmon Esrei. So then in such a case, what you do is you blow these shir shel shalosh shalosh, which effectively is 9 blasts, tkiya trua, tkiya trua, tkiya trua, tkiya trua, tkiya trua, tkiya. You do 3 of those, and you fulfill your obligation. Mishnah continues, Kishem Shishliach Tzibur, Chayev Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayev. The Chiv of Shofar is not only on the Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur, but every individual is also Chayev in the mitzvah of Shofar. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Yisrael Midei Chavasa. Rabbi Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi everybody in their Chiyuv. Here, we're no longer talking about the mitzvah of shofar, but rather we're talking about the mitzvah of saying Zichronos, Malchios, and Shofros. So, the Shliach Tzibur has the chiyuv to say so to this every individual, while Rabbi Gamliel says the Shliach Tzibur could be motzi everybody in their chiyuv. Asks the Gemara, Vatanya, How could we say in our Mishnah that the shiur of a tkiya is shalosh truas, but didn't we learn shiur tkiya kit truah, not three truas, but a truah, one truah? Amar Abaya tana didan kachashiv tkiya dekule bavi utrua dekule bavi tana bara kachashiv chad bava vesulav. Our tana was not talking about the length of one tkiya, the Gemara here says, but rather was talking about the length of three tkiyas of all the Sadarma, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars. In contrast to the Tana in the Braisa, he was talking about one Tkiya, which then is only the length of one Teruah. So a Tkiya is only the length of one Teruah. How long is a Teruah? That's what we mentioned before. Shear, Teruah ki Gimel Yevavos. The Shear of a Teruah is three of, according to Rashi, of the smallest sounds of crying. Vatanya, Shear Teruah kishal Shivarim. The Gemara asks, but then we learn in Braisa that it's Shvarim. Now, Shvarim, Rashi points out, are longer than a Yevavah. So according to the position of Rashi, Yevavah is the smallest sound. Tkiya is three of those sounds. And a Shever is in between a smallest sound and three of those sounds. Approximately two of the shortest possible sounds. That's a Shvarim. So is the length of a Teruah three Shvarim? Or is it three vavos, which is shorter? Amar Abaye Bahavadai Pligi. This is for sure a machlokis. There's no way to reconcile this machlokis. Dechsiv Yom Teruah Yelechem. On the one hand, the pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas that the day of Rosh Hashanah is a day of blowing. Umetagabinan, and we translate that Yom Yevava Yehaylechun. That's how the Unklis translate that. Uksiv, and what is a Yevava? Beima de Sisra. That the pasuk describes in Shoftim that the mother of Sisra ba'ara chalon nishkefa v'tivavev em Sifra, and she cried. Mar Savar, and there's a machlokis about what type of crying did she do. Ginuche gonich, or Mar Savar yulule yolul. Was it groans, or was it the shortest possible sounds? So that is a machlokis of how to read the psukim. Hence, it could very well be that someone will understand the shear of a trua in terms of three shavarim, because they're going to assume that the length was like a shever, which is genuche gonech. And the one who is going to assume that the trua is three yavavos, which is shorter than shavarim, is going to assume yululi yalu. Ask Gemara, how do we know that the whole mitzvah altogether is with a shofar? Tana Rabbanan minayin sheba shofar? Tamid lomar vavarta shofar trua. Ein li ela biyovel barash Hashanah minayin. We know in regards to Yovel the mitzvah to blow the blast, but how do we know on Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar bechodesh hashvi. She'ein tamalomar bechodesh hashvi. It doesn't need to say bechodesh hashvi because it's already mentioned. Ma tamalomar bechodesh hashvi. She'u kol trua shechodesh hashvi zekizeh. That there's no difference between the horn that you use in shofar for the shofar of Yovel and the which takes place in the seventh month and the shofar that you used for Rosh Hashanah. Bezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we're going to pick up with this. Three lines to the bottom and Lamed Gimel on the base. Many other sources for the length of the blasts, as well as many other halachos, and many other sources for the chiyuv. And Bezer Hashem, I hope we will do a halacha from the daily daf in terms of practical applications of these halachos in regards to listening to shofar and some of the basic halachos of listening to the Tkiyah Shofar. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Gimel in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.